All right, please take your seats. I'm Pastor Nami, for anyone who doesn't know me. We're just going to come into our times of tithes and offering. If you could have the buckets around. Thanks to everyone who already gives online. The details are up there if you don't have them and you would like to start giving online. You know, giving is another form of serving. If you struggle with giving, it's just a matter of praying and saying, Lord, help me. Like anything else, help me to be more of a giver, a more generous giver. But thank you for all your giving. It goes a long way. I'll just pray for the offering. Father, we just thank you for the opportunity to give. I thank you, Lord, for everyone who's already given, Lord. I pray for those who struggle with giving, Lord. I pray for those who are struggling to get jobs. We know that you give us the ability to create wealth. So I thank you, Father, for this opportunity. I pray for increase for every single person in this room. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. Please help me welcome our brother Steve Coppen. He's going to share with us. Please.
Thank you, Pastor Anami. You know, I was just in the worship and just listening to Pastor Anami as she was giving those words, but I just really felt God was saying just to believe him for more, to trust him for more. You know, God has got far more for you and for us as a church. And he says, it's like I feel like he's saying to stir your faith up again. Stir your faith up. Trust him. And you can see what he can do. You can look, you know, you can look at your circumstances. You can look at what you can see in the natural. But if you keep your eyes lifted up and looking to him and seeing what God can do, that's what we need to do. We need to stir our faith and believe. And that's why I really feel challenged myself in that. I mean, it's so easy to look in the natural and do things in the natural because those are the things we have to do. But it's like if we do that all the time, it just becomes part of what we do in life. But God's saying to us to trust him, to press in, stir our faith and believe for more, believe for more. Even as a church, God has so much more for us. So we need to believe him and trust him that he'll make a way for us. Amen? Well, it's so great this morning to be able to come and just share about our missions program. I'd just like to just honor Pastor Anami and Pastor Stephen, who and just for the opportunity to come and share this morning. And if you missed last week, you really need to view the Pastor Charlie did a great job explaining what we do as a church in our local area and what we do locally. We had food boxes up here. I don't have that up here today because we're not talking about local mission, but Poor Care does a tremendous job in the community, and just hearing the testimonies of what they do and what they give out is just so good to see. And for the church of our size, we really do so much. So for all those that are involved in that, just praise God for you. So I'll just open. So this morning, I'm going to share a little bit here we go, just on our missions program. And I just, before I start, I just really want to be so thankful and grateful for all those that have given into our Leap into Spring missions program. Now, we run this every year, and it starts in September, moving into spring. And what we do is we've got overseas churches that we support. And for all those that give into it, I just really appreciate you and for what you've done for this year. You're certainly making a difference in those nations, and you're going to see that as we go on. I just thought I'd just share a little briefly about myself and even how I got associated with missions. It was back in 1990, and I was at Bible school, and I was wondering whether I really needed to be here, or should I be here for another year, or done 1 year. And, you know, with how much costing, and I was looking at finances, or should I really be here? Because I could work and earn money more than I was getting. And so this was early on, and we had this visiting speaker. He was a very prophetic guy, and he pulled me out, and I can't remember the first part that he said to me, but it was that you needed to be in this school for the year, something to that effect. So that was really a great confirmation from God. But then he said that you would be involved in mission and that you would travel with pastor at the time. That was pastor. This was way back then, to many countries. And it was a great word of encouragement. Not that I really had much of a heart for missions at that stage. I hadn't really thought too much about missions. But that was probably the seed that was put in my heart. And then I found about 4 years later, I was really blessed that Angela's, my wife's brother, invited me to come to India with him because he does work in India. And he actually paid for everything, so that was even better for me to come and spend time. And so that was my first trip really into the mission field. Although in saying that, when we left Perth, we went via Malaysia, and Andrew and I had about 6 weeks staying in a small town in Malaysia, City of One, with a woman pastor and her mother, and their little house that they had with two dogs outside our window. I suppose that would have been the first experience that I had. But then moving on. Come into the, or would have been in the 2000s, that's right. So the last church I was in Christchurch, we didn't have any mission program any outreach. The pastor wasn't really into that way of thinking. But what my Connect group leader, who was a pastor at the time, he had a contact over in Uganda and invited me to go with him to Uganda. And so that was really part of the prophecy, I think, from previous. And so I was fortunate to go to Uganda twice and see a church established over there. And moving on, when we came over to Perth in 2012, and we came to C3, one thing that really... I was really encouraged by or struck was that this church had a missions program, that it gave into missions. So that's part of the DNA of this church, that we give beyond our local walls. We're just not confined to our own walls and we're just having church. We're doing things locally through Port Care. Obviously, we're touching schools in the areas and other parts, but externally and beyond into the far ends of the earth. Remember, Pastor Stephen spoke about, you know, you shall go from, where was it, in Acts? I better read it. And just in Acts, I'll just read this because it will. So as a church, yes, so he says, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witness to me in Jerusalem, and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. So as a church, I think we've gone to the ends of the earth, because where we started a church in Liberia in West Africa, and that is quite a way to go when you actually travel there. It's a number of hours to two flights and or three flights really to get to Liberia. And I've been to Liberia a couple of times, and I'm just amazed really at what we have. Well, I'm amazed with what we have here and what they don't have there. And as a church, we've been supporting them for over 14 years, and we certainly have been making a difference in their lives and in the communities where they live. So in West Africa, C3 Liberia, and this is our 24, 25-year this is what we have done this year. I'm just going to run through a few things of where we've supported them. And then I'm going to talk about a few good news stories that have happened. And as you know that we are transitioning, but we will be still supporting them for a season, or the school to the end of the year, and then the ministry over there will still support. So don't think that we're just wiping our hands of them, because we're not. We're still going to be doing some support. So I'll talk about that when we come to near the end. So this year, 130 students in C3 Painesville had free education. We've been paying for their teachers, paying for the teachers' wages. And here's some photos, the graduation photos from this year in their little graduation garments. So 15 students graduated. And I think this would be predominantly from year six this year. But yes, they always like to celebrate their children and celebrate things like this when they happen. And so it's so good to see. So this was in Painesville. And you can see that there's a big crowd there, and they make a very big day of it. And so it's so good to see the children being recognized and blessed for that. So, and also in one of the other churches, which is C3 Galoo, 9 students received graduation, and that's the top photo. And I'll talk about the other ones as well. Just keep it up there. But the top photo, that's from Galoo, which is one of the churches out in the provinces. We didn't really start it. C3 Painesville started Galoo, and they're really self-sufficient, and they're doing a really good job there. So 9 of their students graduated this year. And then over the years, and these are just some figures we've got, for over 14 years, we've been supporting the school. So that's what we've been doing, supporting teachers at that school so children could have an education. So 285 students have graduated from year 9 and 315 students from year 6. And 16 have gone to upper education and 8 to university. And there's a couple of photos of the bottom one and the side one. Pastor Collie with two might be his adopted sons, because he's got a number of children in his house that are all, they're all adopted, that he looks after, pays their school fees. And so really good. And there's some others there that also have graduated at this stage. So it's so good that they've got an education, because then they can get out of really, at least they can get a job where they can actually earn some more money. Obviously, the pay over there is very low, and really Liberian dollars don't cut it very far. At all, we have to pay in US dollars, and the only money that's really recognized over there is the US dollars. If you've got US dollars, you've got money. If you've got Liberian dollars, you haven't got much. So this year was the 14th annual mission conference. Now they normally have it around different churches in Liberia. In their C3 churches, but they have it every year, their annual mission conference, where all the churches come together and just meet. This time they met at C3 Fendall, which is pretty close to the university. There's a university really just across the road, and we own quite a reasonable block of land there. And that church was built by the grace of God, not by us, by a parachurch organization called Walking Witness. And they built the church, and which was really great, because it's really started to establish something in that community. So now, and the numbers have increased significantly because of it. And I can only see great, great things happening for them there as they would continue. So that was the annual mission conference. And during that time, they had 19 salvations and 10 baptisms. So you'll just see perhaps a few. Yeah, so here we go. There's the baptisms, and they're getting their certificates there as well. So this year in Liberia, 19 souls were saved. You know, the Bible says to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. And now, for most of us, it's impossible to go everywhere into the world. But when we establish a church in another nation, in a sense, that church starts to do, starts preaching the gospel, and they are saving souls. So when we give into when we give money into our mission program, you know, all these souls that are being won, we could say it's a direct result from our support to them as well. So so just thank you for that. So that is the gospel in actions. Souls are being saved, and that's one thing that we can just really take heart on. So 19 souls were saved there. And then carrying on, what else have we done this year? In this church, C3 Fendall, we supplied a window. They've started on a faith project to try and get windows in this church building. I think they've got about four, and they've got about eight or nine to go. Glass isn't that cheap over there, but anyway, they've got a project, and so that's the window on the right hand side, yours, left mine. And also in C3 Kakata, at the beginning of this year, or the September, I think October, we managed to get most of the outside walls plastered. Now that church has been a long time in coming, as far as it's taken a long time for us to get it to this stage. There's been a number of challenges on the way, but praise God, I can see light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm just speaking now that it's going to be finished. And I really believe, because I stood on those foundations when I was over there and really felt that, I really felt just prophetically that God was going to fill that church. So it's been like a battle to get it done, but I know that when that church is finished, that is really going to affect and touch that town. And then we'll just move on. So those are really the three areas that we've done. We've supplied a window, we've done plastering the wall. Also, Pastor Collie, we also paid for a medical examination. He hadn't been well for a time and needed to go and get checked out. Otherwise, that we obviously have provided for the teachers. Some good news stories, and if we can go to the next slide, it's the C3 Galoo. This is a great church. We went there, I think, in 2015 when I was with video visiting the school in C3 Galoo. Okay.
Are you okay?
Yep, that's good. That'll do for that one. Yeah. Is there another one of a church building or not? No. Okay. That's okay. Well, anyway, Galoo church is growing, and they're going to have to expand the church. They built the church themselves. So the only things that we've done in Galoo is build a well. We dug a well, put a well in the ground for that community, and they are doing really well. The school, they've got a school there which is separate from the church, which they built as well. So we haven't provided anything for that community. That they're pretty well self-sufficient. C3 Painesville have been helping, I think, pay for their teachers. But what they have got there is an agricultural project. They grow a lot of crops, so it is producing income for that community and for that area. So that's really good news for what's happening there. In C3 Fendall, They are also busy on our land because we do have quite a piece of land there. And it was, if you'd seen it, probably a few years ago, it was all overgrown. But now there's they've got planted cassava plants, and they've got well, they're calling it a farm, cassava farm, but there's a whole lot of cassava that's which is a staple food over there. So that's going to provide, and there's a picture of the church, and that's all the planting that's been done. So it's so good to see all that area from being a jungle when I last looked at it. And we were fortunate before that church, or after the church was finished, that someone that Pastor Collie knew, because he asked me, or could we provide to get someone to come and dig up all the ground, and because it was all overgrown. And I said, no, we couldn't. We didn't have it in our budget. But, man, Pastor Collie's a man of faith, and, yep, he got a bulldozer, well, digger in that a guy provided for him for 3 days, and they cleared it all. So now at least it's not growing up with scrub and muck again. It's being a going to be a blessing for the community there. Now, in C3 Kakata, it's also good news. An anonymous donor has provided money to plaster the interior walls and floor of the church. And look at that now. It's a big church, not quite as big as Fendel, but it's probably wider, but not quite as long. But now it's well on the way. They need windows and ceiling and a few other little bits and bobs. But I really believe that church will really go. They've already got a young pastor who's actually living in the building. And he's having church, and people are coming on a Sunday. It's probably 15 or 20 people. But when they're planning to have a big grand opening, once there's a few more things done there, and I really believe that's when it'll start to really expand and go. So we've been really blessed. They've been really blessed in that form. So it's a real good news story for us, for me too. Oh gosh, it's been so long seeing it get to where it has. And then in C3 Painesville, they've been working on a building project themselves for over the last year. And I remember a year or so ago, or probably 2 years, they put up some pillars because they started to step out and trust God that they could do. And they had pillars which were great, but that also affected the roof, and they had flooding and lots of different things. So, but anyway, now they've come to getting rid of all that wood-type paneling that they had around that building. And it's all block now. So all the classrooms inside will be all partitioned with block, and the church will be partitioned off from the actual school. So previously the school and the classrooms were basically all as one. They had a few little sort of like side areas to go to. But the school's now going to be partitioned off completely from the church. So, yes, they've been working hard. They've been saving and got blocks. And so they've got it up to a certain level. So that's really good to see. So as far as C3 Liberia goes, I'm really confident that things are changing for them. I really commend Pastor Collie, who I think is just a fantastic leader. You know, when I started overseeing the missions, they warned me about him and said, oh, that he's a bully, he's this and that. And, you know, so I was a little bit concerned about him. But I never really found him a bully. I found him a bit demanding at times. But the only reason he was demanding was that his heart is for the people there, his heart is for the church. And really what I've really found with Pastor Collie, and I've really been challenged myself just in my talks, because I talk to him most weeks, well, every week nearly. Very rarely does it ever miss. but look, he is a man of faith. And I've seen God do things in his life and provide for them. And it's only been because of his faith and trust in God. And also that the other thing I really love about him, he fears God. And he's so trustworthy. We've had, you know, over in Africa, if you give someone money, they may be the most nicest person and everything like that. But if you give them some money and ask them to do something with it, that's really the test for them, because, you know, most people over there don't have anything. And when they get some money, they might do a little bit for you, but they'll do a little bit for themselves as well. And unfortunately, as you see in their governments over there, they get very corrupted. The person that gets elected, he's going to do all these things, but once he sees the money, he does very little. You know, that starts to, it doesn't go to all the places it's supposed to go. It tends to go to them and him and the government. So I'm really, I'm just grateful that we did, that we do work with Pastor Collie, because, like, I've seen it so many times, and I know I could trust him with my life. I really, that's how I feel about him. And so that church or that community, as long as he's leading it, will be in a good state. So I just want to move along to Sierra Leone. We established a church in Sierra Leone in 2019. That document there is just a letter from the agricultural part of the Ministry of Agriculture in Sierra Leone, recognizing that C3 Kono is an agricultural project, and that we're providing, the government have really been pushing people to have to plant crops, because they know that the food is going to provide for people, and excess can be sold and people can have some supply. So the church was established in 2019. There's at the C3 Kono location, there's 135 members. There is a church in I've forgotten the name of the capital now. I didn't write it down. But anyway, in the capital of Sierra Leone, C3 Wellington, they've probably got about 38 members. Don't really have a building that's really theirs, so they've had to lease, and it's been a little bit difficult at times. And also this year, and we'll see that, just moving on to the, oh, we haven't got video, but there's two, they've been really in focused on agricultural projects. So around the Kono Church, that's been planted. And we've also adopted a church, one of the disciples that Pastor Commander was discipling years ago and got separated when there was a war. Oh, yeah, here we go. There's some of the land, working on the land. That's the C3 Kono piece. And there's the church building behind that we built. Anyway, this other church, the indigenous church in the Boroma community, they've become part of C3, and they've given us the church building and the land, and it's all part of C3. But the disciple, had been looking for Pastor Commander for several years, because they got separated during the war, and they've come together again, and he just really wanted to be with Pastor Commander and the work that he's doing. So it's really good. Yeah, there's the other church here, and there's their church building in the background. So, yeah, so they're all building planting crops, which is a very good thing to be able to do over there, because it's going to provide food. I think I was reading through his report. I think they received over the year, was it about 2,155 Leone dollars? Leones, yeah, seriously, Leones. And that would convert to about $210 Australian. So basically over their tithes and offerings, they received about $210 Australian for a year. Now, there's no way we would manage with that, wouldn't it? But that's what they receive. So our support has been really good for them. We We support Pastor Commander just with some ministry expenses, obviously, to get around. And the good news with Pastor Commander, it was last year wasn't a great year because I think the end of the year before, he broke his leg and he couldn't move around at all. And the medical hospitals and stuff, all they did was really bandaged it up. But he's walking around now. He's got a bit of a hobble, but he can get around. So, because they were wanted to amputate his leg, and he said, no, I'm not having it amputated. So he's able to get around. Now, they had a combined church service at C3 Kono, and you'll see a photo there. It's combined church service with the Indigenous church as well. And then also, I noticed time's going, baptisms. They had 30 baptisms and 16 salvations, and you'll see a picture of all the baptisms there. And down at the river, look, it's running pretty quickly. So just managing to stand up, but nice muddy river. But it gets the job done. So really, the Pastor Commander is a great leader as well, and I trust him. And so there's good things really happening in Sierra Leone. And then we'll move on to, we're moving on now to C3 Pasac in the Philippines. Now, we've been supporting a feeding program over there for the last, it's been 7 years. Yeah, and so our main support, we have done a couple of little things, but the main support has been this feeding program. And there's some photos up there. We were very, Greg and Caroline Moore were very fortunate to be able to go late last year and go and see the feeding in action, or the parcels being given out. But it really does make a difference over there. So in 12 months of providing food for those that are poor, there's over 1,000 families receiving grocery, 100 families receiving grocery parcels each month. Average of 6 per family, so 600 people are being touched. And also they have brought in this program called the 101 Bible Study Program, which has been very successful. They run that with the feeding program, so the gospel's being preached, but the outworking of the gospel is that people are being fed as well. And as far as salvations go, there's salvations. They had 16 salvations and baptisms, and there you go, the salvations and baptisms. So there's another 16 people that have been saved. So if you add that up, there's a number of over the three those three churches. There's a lot of people being touched, and so we will continue for another probably 6 months of supporting this feeding program. So more people will be touched over that time. Then just moving on to India, and also this if you haven't been in the church before, you think, my gosh, we do a lot of things, and we do for the size of our church, we do a lot of things. So there's Pastor Lynn Tobin's ministries. Her main thrust of the ministry has been giving saris to poor Indian women, ones that are more outcast or have been disassociated from family, and she provides them a sari, which is a sense of, it just really encourages them and strengthens them and builds them up, because they'd have no way of getting them otherwise. So this year, there's over 500 saris have been given to women this year. At least 8 pastors have been helped out of jail. There's a lot of corruption in India, and some of the districts, pastors have been accused of crimes and put into jail, and they've come and been able to provide to get them out of jail. Obviously, you provide funds to be able to do that, to get them out of jail. 11 pastors have been provided with food for families and their communities. And two main pastors, the two main pastors that are supported, both their churches are growing with a number of salvations. So all in all, a lot of work has been done over there by her ministry, and we have been supporting that for quite a long time. And so, so those are all the things that we have done and what is happening and what has been happening over the year. And I just really, again, want to thank you for doing that. Just as Claire mentioned about the giving card, what I really, just as she had said, I'd really encourage you just to pray about what you want to give this year. But really, if you are giving a monthly, you're going to give monthly or weekly, whatever, I really encourage you, if you make the pledge, just pray and ask God what he'd have you to give. But really, if you make a pledge, if you can honor that pledge, honor the pledge and do the full 12 months. So don't try and do something that you feel comfortable that you can do, but really honor your pledge. It's more than just helping us, but I think it's really good because we're doing it for God. And if I pledge something, I want to see, and I'm saying, well, God, I'm going to do this for these people. I want to fulfill that pledge. I want to go even if it means I have to miss out on some things, I want to fulfill that pledge. And really, the monthly giving just helps us so much more with our budgeting. We, as much as you could give a one-off offering, that's great. But just the regular giving, it all adds up. If it's only $5 a week or something, it just adds up. And it's going to help people. It's going to provide for people. Souls are going to be saved. And obviously, as we're transitioning a little bit next year to another project as well, all these things are going to help us. So thank you so much. Turn it back to...
Yes, please, let's give Steve a hand. Incredible stories of faith, of sacrifice and hard work. And thank you once again to all of you for all your sacrificial giving. I'll hand over to you guys. Thank you.